Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. Our gospel reading for the day. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So my daughter came home the other day and she brought this kind of rock star award from school. And it's our teachers hand this out to our kids whenever they kind of catch them doing something good, or if they kind of hand out these little, like, "You are awesome" slips. And they circle kind of specifically the things that they did that helped them stand out, that made them the rock star for the day. And they only hand out a couple of these to students at each class or each day or whatever. But she was so excited to show me. And this is our youngest daughter. Her older siblings have brought these home before as well. Right? But what a gift it is to come to know who you are through the affirmation or the acknowledgement of others. Right? How good does it feel when someone sees you for who you are? Even, and maybe it's just through your actions. That's why I actually really like this award that they give out at school. "I noticed you. I noticed the good in you. I have come to know who you are, and I am grateful for you." Now, isn't this why, like, judgment and criticism from others can hurt so bad, right? Because we take seriously what is seen by others in us and people's perception of us. Now, as we get older, I think it hurts a lot more when you're a kid. Like, my children might struggle with people calling them names or making fun of them or something. And as an adult, you kind of look at that and say, like, who cares what they think or say about you, right? As an adult, you start to be able to sift through kind of what matters in what people say, right? And the people who have more authority or kind of a higher place in your heart or in your life, what they say matters more. You know, and as I've learned, as I've grown and been able to be in relationship with my spouse or with other people, what I see of people can also be dependent upon my state of mind or just my attitude or disposition for the day, right? And the more off I am, the less credible or the less weight that my perception or my thoughts of someone might carry. So when I make comments to someone on a bad day, I pray and hope that they don't take it seriously as for what I see in them. But when I take a step outside of kind of those bad days, I give thanks to God for these things. I've learned this in my job too. I've never really been great at affirming people, but over the last 10 years, I've seen how much of an impact it can have when I am affirming someone or helping them come to know who they are, or at least to see the goodness in them that I see as someone who has a place of authority in their life and someone that hopefully they respect. So we take all of this and we get to this moment in the gospel passage. "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." right? God the Father, the most important, the greatest authority, the one with the most weight. In fact, that's as we fall more deeply in love with God, how much more should this resonate in us? As every time, I love that even the first line from the gospel passage, the people were filled with expectation, right? The moment my daughter brings this note home, this excitement to share it with me, and what will my dad say? What do I say? Yes, I see that in you too. But what a gift it is to have God the Father open up the heavens at times in our life and speak our identity to us. And how full do we become when we learn to receive that and to accept that identity that God sees in us? I pray that each and every person listening to this has people in their life who affirm the good that they see in you. I pray that you can see the way that God sees you, and that you can have these moments in your life where the heavens open up, the Spirit comes into your heart, and you feel this confidence and this grace of God, of Him saying, "You are my beloved son or daughter. With you, I am well pleased." Let us pray. Lord, on this day of your baptism, give us the grace of being received by you, to become your children, loved and cherished by our beloved Father. May everything we do be pleasing to you, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.